immigration. I'm Michelle Bash.
Security continues to tighten in the nation's capital. I'm Neil Augenstein.
A bright light shining on extremist and law enforcement thanks to the Capitol riot. I'm J.J. Green.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street. Asian stocks higher this morning. Good morning, Thursday morning at 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Trump impeached again after House lawmakers accuse him of inciting a mob to storm the Capitol.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
On this vote, the ayes are 232. The nays are 197.
10 Republicans joined Democrats voting to impeach President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy signaled support for other congressional action.
A fact-finding commission and a censure resolution would be prudent.
A Senate trial isn't expected to begin until after President-elect Biden is inaugurated.
Fred Beck is CBS's manager of surveys, has results of a recent poll looking at how the impeachment of President Trump will impact future elections.
Most registered voters overall will be more likely to support a candidate who accepted the 2020 presidential election results in Congress. Most Republican voters, however, say they would be more likely to vote for a congressional candidate who tried to overturn those results. This is even more true of lawmakers when it comes to the impeachment of Donald Trump. Nearly 9 in 10 Republicans say they would be more likely to back a candidate who opposed the impeachment of President Trump.
The poll's margin of error is plus minus 2.9 points. And CBS News has learned that military-style tactics were used by groups during last week's assault on the Capitol. CBS's Catherine Harris.
These tactics are routine for law enforcement and the military in hostile environments to clear a room or reach mission objectives. CBS News has learned these tactics were witnessed both inside and outside the Capitol building.
President-elect Biden wants another round of coronavirus relief shortly after taking office. Reporter Bo Erickson.
CBS News is told Biden wants to pass the COVID relief package with bipartisan support instead of relying on a special budget process that would only require majority support by Democrats. President-elect Biden is expected to outline his COVID relief proposal publicly on Thursday.
The U.S. Space Command will have its new headquarters in the Deep South.
Several states, including Colorado, Nebraska, and Florida, were hoping it would be them, but instead, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has announced the Space Command is going to Huntsville, known as Rocket City, for its rich space history. Wernher von Braun and his team developed the first American rockets in the Saturn V used during the Apollo program at Huntsville's Redstone Arsenal. Huntsville is also the home for NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center and Space Camp. Space Command is not to be confused with Space Force, which is a different branch of the military. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
This is CBS News.
WTOP at 103. Good Thursday morning. Welcome in. January 14th, 2021. Clear, cold again this overnight early morning. 25, the low by daybreak. We're at 35 right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us this early hour. Metro will close 13 rail stations and detour more than two dozen Metro bus routes in advance of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. All of this starting late this week.
11 Metro rail stations will close on Friday, including Union Station, L'Enfant Plaza, and Arlington Cemetery. Two more, Metro Center and Gallery Place, will close on Saturday. All 13 stations will stay closed through Thursday of next week. All trains will run on a Saturday schedule during that period and will pass through the closed stations without stopping. 26 Metro bus routes will be detoured around restricted areas. You can read all the details at WTOP.com. By the way, a spokesperson tells WTOP, Metro is not printing any commemorative smart trip cards for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
If you spend any time downtown, you'll see and feel security continues to tighten leading up to the inauguration.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says starting now, avoid the central business district.
And that includes the inauguration perimeter, the White House, the mall, the Capitol. Individuals entering the perimeter may be subject to screening and asked to describe their essential business.
Airbnb's canceling and blocking reservations in the metro area. area, it's not clear what will happen with hotels.
We'll have a lot of people in town just supporting the security apparatus. We are trying to understand and balance the need for housing.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Two off-duty police officers have been charged in federal court for their involvement with the U.S. Capitol riots. Jacob Fracker and Thomas Robertson were charged with knowingly entering a restricted building, violent entry, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The Rocky Mount, Virginia officers arrested this week on Wednesday. Fracker and Robertson were allegedly photographed in the Capitol building making an obscene gesture in front of the John Stark statue. On Facebook, Fracker posted a comment that read LOL, as in laugh out loud, to anyone who's possibly concerned about the picture of me going around. Sorry, I hate freedom. Not like I did anything illegal. The post has since been taken down. Turning the page this morning, a young girl in Montana wanted to send her get-well wishes to a D.C. officer after seeing him injured during the attacks on the U.S. Capitol last week.
When her 10-year-old daughter Emma saw television footage of a police officer being injured at the U.S. Capitol, Jonna Jablonski of Billings, Montana, said she immediately reacted.
She just kept asking, why are they hurting him? He's not doing anything wrong.
Emma said she wanted to reach out to the officer and...
I want to know if he's okay.
So Jonna got to work and got in touch with D.C. police, who identified the officer as Daniel Hodges. She even got to talk to him on a Zoom call.
She said, that made me so happy seeing him.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
WTOP News Time, now 106. Turning the page, high COVID rates delaying in-person learning in Montgomery County Public Schools until at least March 15th. While teachers and staff are not expecting vaccinations to begin until late January at the very earliest.
Montgomery County School Superintendent Jack Smith says there's no benchmark for the number of teacher vaccinations before in-person learning can resume. But once there are school employee vaccinations, confidence will grow in the safety of school buildings.
Having the vaccination available to school system employees is critical.
While delaying in-person learning, Smith says the county's high COVID rate also rules out providing PSAT testing for high school juniors later this month.
We just could not come up with enough space and enough systems to provide that opportunity to so many students.
The SAT remains on the schedule in the spring. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Loudoun County School Board votes to use what it calls a risk matrix to decide when kids can return to classrooms. The Loudoun Times reports school managers will look at positivity rates in the county as well as the level of school transmission. The goal, to first bring back the youngest students in kindergarten through second grade. They would attend in-person classes 2 days a week. Most Fauquier County Public Schools, the students will return to classrooms next week for the first time in more than a month. Inside Nova reports the school board voted 4-1 to resume hybrid instruction this coming Tuesday. Schools will observe Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday the 18th.
Today, every business is digital, from SEO to third-party integration. AmericanEagle.com delivers innovative website design, development, and digital solutions driving business growth for their clients. American Eagle.